Ah, greetings, dear listener. You've stumbled upon Winston's Weekly Words, the podcast where one splendid word each week becomes your passport to sounding delightfully clever. Whether you're dazzling at parties, playing Wordle on your phone, or simply wishing to outshine your chatty neighbor, you're in the right place. I'm Winston, bulldog by breed, linguist by nature. And together, we shall conquer the English language. With charm, wit, and absolutely no trousers required.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Winston's Weekly Words, the show where we, that's Winston and I, break down one English word a week and give it the royal British treatment. I'm Fraser, of course, and as always, joining me is my faithful co-host, who's never commuted a day in his pampered life. That's Winston, the British Bulldog.
Why would I commute when the butler brings me tea in bed?
Fair point. But most of us mere mortals use today's word as part of our daily life. That word is commute.
Commute. C-O-M-M-U-T-E. It's both a verb and a noun, and it refers to the regular journey people make between their home and work or school.
Exactly. So let's start with a few examples. I commute to London every day by train. Her commute takes about 45 minutes. He's really tired of commuting in rush hour.
In other words, it's the reason half the country looks grumpy between 7 and 9 a.m.
Commutes can be rather short, such as a 10-minute walk, or long and painful, like a 2-hour drive stuck behind a tractor. Now, personally, in my current job, my commute depends on which office I'm in. Unfortunately, I'm not offered the chance to work from home, which in today's modern society is rather strange, but alas, what can you do? So if I'm in the office closest to me, it's a 15-minute train journey. Obviously, I have to cycle or walk to the train station, or by bus, 30 minutes. And to the other office, that is almost an hour by bus. So hardly just around the corner, as we like to say.
In Britain, we often commute by train, tube, bus, bike or car. And if you live in London, well, you're probably very familiar with the joys of the underground.
Let's talk grammar for a moment, because commute can be used both as a verb and as a noun. So as a verb, I commute from Surrey to London. She commutes by bus. Now, as a noun, his commute is awful. This week, I've got a short commute. Lucky me.
And don't forget commuter. That's the person doing the commuting. The train was packed with commuters, poor souls hanging onto their coffee cups like lifelines.
Commuting is actually a very common topic in English conversations. It can be put into the category of small talk. Brits, of course, love to complain about delays, traffic, signal failures, and especially if they're going by public transport. So if you've listened to previous episodes, you'll of course know us Brits love talking about the weather, and it's a really good introductory topic with a colleague or even someone you don't really know, a stranger. Now, commuting is similar to this. So if you arrive to the office, you can say, oh, today's commute was a real pain. They cancelled the morning train, so I had to wait for the next one. And then I was rushing around to try and get on the tube in time, etc., etc.
It's practically a social sport. How was your commute? Absolute nightmare, mate. Now you're bonding.
There's even a growing trend called the reverse commute, where people live in a city and then they travel out to work in the suburbs, which is, of course, all very modern.
Madness, I say. Why not just work from home and save yourself the trauma?
Now, what is the origin of the word commute? It actually has quite an interesting history. So the word commute comes from the Latin cumutare, meaning to change or to exchange. Originally in English, the word had a legal or financial meaning, to commute a punishment. For example, meant to change it to something less severe. But in the 1800s, especially in the United States, it started being used in relation to travel, when people paid to commute their daily train fee into a cheaper season ticket. So in a way, they were exchanging money for a regular right to travel. And then, over time, the word came to mean the journey itself. And now we say things like, I commute to work, without even thinking about it.
Winston's wisdom for today. If you must commute, do it in style. Book in paw, headphones on, and tea in a thermos. And if the train's delayed, just say, well, at least I've got a seat and some dignity left.
And that is our word of the week. Commute. Whether you love it, hate it, or just endure it with grim determination, now you've got the vocabulary to talk like a Brit. Make sure to subscribe to Winston's Weekly Words and my other podcasts and share it with your fellow commuters. Or even, maybe you're listening to it as you commute right now. As always, we're making English effortless, one episode at a time.
There you have it, old sport. Another word mastered and added to your arsenal of eloquence. Until next time, keep speaking splendidly and meet me back here again for the next word. Godspeed, old boy, Godspeed.